There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, now for everybody who's paying attention, that was the guy thing, 855-99-DR-JOY. I've been asked, and I'm absolutely willing to comply with giving out the phone number slowly, numerically, all right? So it's 855-99-37569. Got it? Good. All right, we're talking with Ernie, who 4 years ago, son said, "Hey, Dad, I need a place to live while I'm going through a divorce." And he's now divorced, and he's still there, yes?
Yeah, oh, yes, he's still here.
Oh, so how much room?
I retired about 5 years ago early.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to traveling and maybe even moving to the, you know, just taking a different tack. And
yeah.
Well, in the last 4 years, his life has kind of become my life now. In his divorce, he has his children every weekend, which means that they're here every weekend.
Are you single or married?
Single.
Okay. Well, in theory, you don't have to be there just because the kids are there. But are you saying you were thinking about selling the house?
Yes, and moving, perhaps. And
okay.
I mean, essentially, it's kind of like being married. All of a sudden, I'm...
Ernie, my darling, you would not be the first human being who sold a property to get out from underneath a roommate, even if it's your family.
Yeah.
Right. So here's the deal. Let's look at this. Do you charge your son any room and board?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. It just because
Ernie, you're giving my darling, you're giving not only your son but me, or not only me but your son, a very mixed message. You're saying I don't really like the situation, but you're really not doing anything whatsoever to limit the situation, let alone to change it. And certainly, I mean, your son is 36 years old. Does he have a job?
Yes.
Okay. How much money would you say he makes, just conservatively, in a year?
Oh, probably $30,000,
$32,000, somewhere. Okay. How much does he pay some alimony?
Yes. Well, he pays child support.
Okay. So how much rent could he afford?
I don't know. It's a good question. I mean,
I'm torn
between trying to help him, which I'd like to do, but I also like to have the rest of my short older life to myself.
Well, but then you have to choose, because you're making it really easy for him to do something you don't really want him to do.
Yeah.
Which is, you're making it really easy for him to stay there because, I mean, look, a 36-year-old man living with his dad, that's not exactly going to make him feel like he's king of the world. But it's not only cheap, it's free. And not only is it free, but he gets help with taking care of the kids on the weekends.
Oh, absolutely.
So you're really making it very easy for him to do something that makes no sense to you. So
Right. Let's
talk about what makes sense to you, and then how do we accomplish that? In some ways, your call is very much like Deborah's, is that you're waiting for something externally to change the situation, and it's not going to happen because there's too many incentives for him to stay exactly where he is. Even if he has a girlfriend, even if he wants to go and hit, you know, the sheets with a new woman, he can either go to her place, or he's got enough leftover money, presumably, because he's not paying any room and board, or he's not at least paying any housing costs, to go hit a motel. So you're making it really easy for the situation to perpetuate itself. If you were independently wealthy, which I assume from this conversation you were probably not, one of the possibilities is, do you own the home?
Yes.
Okay. You could, I suppose, deed it to him. I mean, and then he can figure out how to pay. I don't know if there's a mortgage on it, but he could pay the taxes on it and whatever.
Right, there's a mortgage.
Okay. So he could take over the mortgage, and I don't know what that means about you being able to have funds to go someplace else, but that's certainly a possibility. Well, let's just look at the figures. How much of a mortgage do you have on your place?
Probably about $50,000 left.
Okay, what's the place worth?
Oh, $150,000.
Okay, so presumably you'd walk away with $100,000. What does it cost you on a monthly basis to live there, including the mortgage and the taxes?
About $700.
Okay, so presumably, if you do you have any other money that you could use as a down payment if you wanted to buy something else?
No.
Okay, so you need some of that money.
Right.
Would $700 a month give you enough to relocate someplace else? And what percentage of mortgage do you have on that place?
I think it was 5 when we got.
Well, if you can, it may be worth. You should probably talk to your banker. It may be that you could refinance it for a significantly. For like, you know, maybe 3% or something, and that's going to make a significant difference. Does he have any? He has no assets whatsoever.
No. That's my quandary, kind of. Is he so dependent on me?
Well, he's dependent because you let him be dependent. If somehow you didn't have the house, or you were renting, or you, God forbid, something happened and you couldn't keep up the payments, then he'd have to figure out something to do. I mean, you're making him, you're really not doing him any favors in the long run. The short run is he's been able to live there for 4 years without paying any rent. For the long term, it's a nowhere situation. I mean, as you point out, he's dependent on you. It's not going to make him feel good about it. Put yourself in his position. If you were 36 years old and living with your father, I mean, is that going to make you feel fantastic? And
let me live with him.
Well, but that means that you have a $150,000 house, and presumably you're maybe 20 years older than your son. Your son in 20 years, and what path he's going, ain't going to have that.
Right. No, he's
so
not.
So you're not helping your son to have the same sense of self-reliance that your father helped you to have. So in the long run, you're really not doing him much of a favor. So the question is, for the long term, this is a disaster. The question is, for short term, is there a way of helping him to budget? And you may even be willing to underwrite him to a certain extent. If you can get a lower mortgage on that, although if you're going to sell it the next year, it probably doesn't make any sense to do that anyway. But let's say you sold the place, and you can afford, obviously you can afford $700 a month at this point for room and for housing expenses, and you walk away with $100,000, and presumably you can, I don't know where you're going, and maybe hopefully it's less expensive than where you are, so maybe you could subsidize his living to a certain extent someplace, helping him find, and he may have to have a roommate. And he may not have, it may not be as nice a place as living with you. But presumably it's taken you 10 or 15 or 20 years to acquire that. He's at the same point at 36, you probably had more than he has.
Yes.
Well, so you're not really doing him much of a favor. So I think the thing to do is sit down and say, okay, by the end of this month, let's find you a place to live, and I'll subsidize you for the first 6 months. Because I'm going to sell the place. And, I mean, you could say, well, you know, he can stay there till you sell it. But it's you're only prolonging the inevitable.
Okay. And you don't feel like that would be, I don't know, abandoning him or.
Well, you don't have to stop loving him. You don't have to stop taking him out for Sunday brunch. You don't have to stop sending him birthday presents. You just have to stop treating him like he's 10 years old.
Right.
Do you have other children?
Yes.
What, tell me about the other kids.
I have 3 daughters. They're all, well, 2 are married and have families, and 1 is in her 20s and has a job. And,
yeah. Let me put you on hold. Let's come back and talk about your other kids and how you treat this, your son, as opposed to your daughters. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed. We're talking with Ernie, who's a daddy who has... You've got four kids or more?
I'm sorry.
You have four children or more?
I have four.
Okay. So you've got... Is your son... Which number is he?
The oldest.
Okay. So you've got one son and three daughters, and all... The daughters are all independent, living on their own.
Yes.
Two of them are married.
Yes.
What about the one who's not married? She have a job?
She has a job and her own place.
Okay. So what's the difference between your daughter and your son in terms of abilities?
Well, my son was a little rowdy in his younger days, and he did not finish high school, so has the GED. And the others actually have gone, my two married daughters have gone to college and have careers related to their college education.
Okay.
My younger daughter is pursuing her own passion, which is makeup, you know, putting on makeup, doing makeup, esthetician, I think is what they call it, but that's her interest in life.
And she pays her own rent, doesn't ask you guys for money. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's not that I don't give the others money. I do give them money, you know, birthdays, parties, out to dinner.
Well, but presumably, but you're not subsidizing day-to-day living. You're not paying their daily expenses. And that you are for your son.
Yes.
Which presumably doesn't exactly make him feel like a prince among men. It may make him feel on some level that daddy loves me best because daddy's, you know, paying all my, you know, I'm the prince, I'm daddy's favorite. But in the long run, it's not going to help his sense of well-being very much of, you know, the girls can take care of themselves and I can't.
Yeah, I guess I got into this mess by dealing with what I thought was a short-term disaster in his life. Sort
well, I get it, but the problem is that it's now turning into a long-term disaster in his life, and so we got to do something about it. And you've got to decide. He may be a bit reluctant to do this because he's going to feel at best ambivalent because he's got such a sweetheart deal. You know, if Manny and I can come and live there and not have, you know, that we're going to have a lot of disposable income if we don't have to pay rent.
Right.
Okay. So one of the things, that's what I'm saying, that I would sit down with my son and say, look, I want to move to, where do you live now?
I live in Georgia.
Okay. So if you could go any place you wanted to go, where would you go?
Myrtle Beach.
Okay. Do you know how much houses cost in Myrtle Beach?
Oh, a lot. I'd probably have to go with a condo or something small.
Okay. Okay, so you're thinking, all right, so the first thing, here's what I would do. I mean, let's not deal with abstractions. Abstractions is what people go to war about. Bad sentence, but you get the idea. So I would start looking at real estate in Myrtle Beach. Okay, and now's probably a good time to do it because season's just about over. And so the people who couldn't make a killing are now, you know, who don't want to be there anymore, are probably going to start putting in the next couple of months places on the market, and now's a good time to buy because it's off season. And so go and see what you know, and maybe even take a trip down there. So you're not saying to your son, because he's going to make the obvious comment. He's going to play you like a Stradivarius of, Dad, you've got this house, and the kids are used to coming here, and you know it's, you're all by yourself. So what's the big deal?
Right.
A hard argument to offset, except, listen, I'm leading you down a primrose path. We're going nowhere on this. But if you could make the argument of, listen, I've been your dad, I've raised four kids, you know, I've been the responsible bread earner, you know, I paid alimony to your mom or whatever it is. This is my time. I want to do whatever I want to do. And so I'm going to start looking at Myrtle Beach. And as soon as I find a place, I'm going to put this place on the market. Now, and I would start doing that because there's nothing like the truth to really bolster your story. and you'll see. And you'll see either that I can't afford this or I can't afford it or, gee, there's a deal and I need to put this house on the market and sell it in the next 6 weeks. And then here's what you can say to him. I mean, because you then have a plan. And it's not about ejecting him. It's about you doing what you want to do. And that's a much harder argument to offset of, because he's going to make the argument of, what's the big deal? It doesn't cost you anything to have me here, and so what's the big deal? But if you're moving, if I need this money as a down payment because I'm going to go and enjoy my golden years, and you and the kids are always welcome to come down, I'll get a two-bedroom house or a two-bedroom condo or whatever, and I'm going to put
once a year.
Pardon?
At least twice a year.
Exactly, for maybe up to a day.
Yeah.
So I'm looking, as soon as you're off the phone with me, I would go to Street Easy or, you know, go online and Myrtle Beach Properties and start looking. Okay?
Right.
then what you're going to do is you're going to say to him, I would like to be in Myrtle Beach by September, December, whatever.
Right.
And that means that I'm going to put the house on the market probably in the next month or so. As far as I'm concerned, you can stay here until the house is rented, assuming that he's not too messy, or we can begin looking for a place for you now. And if we start looking for a place for you now, I'm willing to subsidize you until I move to Myrtle Beach, because once I move, I'm going to need my cash. But between now and then, I'm willing to subsidize you to the extent of, I don't know. And you, so sit down and figure out what you can afford to $150 a month or whatever. But if you stay here, then as far as I'm concerned, then as soon as the house is sold, you're on your own. And it's going to be a bit more abrupt. I would suggest, for both of our sakes, that you start looking for a place now and I can subsidize you, and it's a better transition. But you can stay here till the place is sold. But understand, once it's sold, you're done. And it means that you have to keep your room clean, and because I'm going to be showing it, and I'm going to start showing it in the next, as soon as Easter's over, or I'll subsidize you. So you choose. And hopefully he'll be smart enough. Either he figures you're bluffing, which is one of the reasons to start looking for a place in Myrtle Beach, so you're not bluffing.
Right.
And start the process. But and what you need to do, because he's gonna say, I can't believe you're doing this, and I needed you, and it's been tougher. The other thing I would do if I were in your shoes is I would point out to him that and I wish you'd called me 4 years ago, because I would have said, okay, he can stay on the assumption that he takes night courses so that he can better himself in terms of education, and so he can get a better job or get a second job or do whatever he needs to do. But you're not teaching him any self-reliance whatsoever, and in the long run, that's probably the most important job that any of us teach our kids, is how to take care of themselves, because us taking care of them just makes them children again. It doesn't make them feel good about themselves. It doesn't teach them any life lessons except somebody's got to take care of me, and that sense of entitlement of, well, you owe me. You don't owe him. He's 36 years old. Whatever you owed him has come and gone. And you presumably were a great dad or a terrible dad, but deal with your guilt in some way other than crippling him. Do you need to stay on with me a little longer or not?
No, I appreciate it.
Looking at Myrtle Beach. Well, if you need to talk with me some more, just stay on the line. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663. Or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. Listen, the role of parent is a complicated one because it's one of the few experiences in life where we really need to figure out somebody else's well-being as well as our own. And not only that, but figuring out long-term as well as short-term. Because our impulses as a parent is to take care of our child, which is appropriate and fine and certainly perpetuates the species. But the question is, to what extent and at what cost? And it's not even dealing with 36-year-old kids who are adults, but even how do you deal with a 3-year-old? How do you deal with a 5-year-old? With the goal being to make them self-reliant, to make them feel that the world is a good and safe place, but also to be cautious, to think about what the long-term consequences are. That baby talk, for example, is a great short-term solution to dealing with a child, but it dooms the kid, right? They're not learning English. They're not learning to speak in a way that will command respect. So it's a very tricky job, and probably the most complicated one that any of us ever undertake, with no particular training on it except our own parents. And most of us feel that either they did a terrific job, which feels seamless, and we don't really know what to do next, or did a terrible job, and we want to do the opposite, which is not going to work any better. So you can call me, 855-99-37569. Rochelle, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I don't know exactly where to start. My question is regarding family relationships and, I don't even know where to start. About 2 years ago, my sister and I got into a disagreement, and she stopped speaking to me.
What was the disagreement about?
Minimum wage. It was.
Does she work
really,
for you?
No. We just had.
This was just a political discussion.
Difference of opinion. It was no. I just thought it was no big deal. It was a heated discussion, but I thought it was. And the last thing she said to me was, "Fine. Go ahead and don't talk to me for the next 6 months like you always do." And she hung up. And I just thought, wow, this is her projecting onto me, saying, because this has been a pattern for her where she will not speak to me for a long time. So I just let it go. I just figured, you know, I'm kind of done with it. I'm not going to pursue this relationship anymore because it's not good for me. So anyway, come Christmas, this happened. It'll be 2 years this August. So come Christmas, okay. My other sister called and said, "Hey, Sister A is coming in for the holidays. She doesn't want you here, so I would appreciate it if you don't come." And for our whole lives, we have spent the holidays together.
So all right. So are there just the three of you, or are there more than that?
There's our brother too. He's
okay.
7 years younger than me.
All right, what's your relationship with a sister with whom you're having a difficulty? Is she older or younger?
She's younger, 2 years younger, and I'm the middle, and then I have a sister 2 years older.
Okay.
So the oldest sister called me and said, "Hey, you know, sister is coming in for the holidays. She said it's either you or her, so, you know, I don't want to get in the middle of this, so I can you not come." And I said, "You know, I don't think this is fair. I don't think this is right. I think you're fueling a fire, but okay, fine. You know, I won't come." So I had her over at my house for Christmas, and then the older sister. And then the following year after that, she called me up again after not speaking to me all year. So obviously now I'm getting the hint that two sisters are mad at me. But she called me.
Wait a minute. All right. So younger sister came to town. Older sister said, "You can't come." So both older sister and younger sister are not dealing with you at this moment?
Right. And then the following year, this past Christmas, the same thing. She called me again and said, "Hey, I just want to let you know, since things are still tense between you and your younger sister, she's going to come up for the holidays. I would appreciate it if you don't come." And I said, "Hey, you know what? This isn't fair. I don't know what I did. I got in an argument. This is getting way out of hand, you know." And she says, "I just find this so sad." And it's just, so anyway, my question now is, with my younger sister, in the past 2 years, I've sent her kids Christmas gifts and birthday money and everything, and I've never received a thank you or anything. And then now my older sister, same thing with her kids. I never get thank yous, and I've been trying to reach out to them because I'm closer to my older sister's kids, and they're adults. One's 23, one's 21, and they're at school. And I've been trying to reach out to them the last year and a half at least, saying, "Hey, I'm going to be up at your school. Can I come visit you?" I said, "Hey, can I visit you?" And my hand is slapped away, or they just don't respond, or they ignore me. So I don't know what I should do at this point.
Okay, let's say, because you're dealing with a couple of issues that intersect, but they're not the same. So let's see if we can kind of deconstruct them to be able to deal with them a bit more constructively. Okay. Let's see what the easier one first of the older adult kids. If your gifts aren't acknowledged, I'd stop sending them. I mean, I think it's that simple. There are only two ways of looking at it. Either I'm sending a gift, and the price of the gift is an acknowledgement, it's a thank you. At which point, and you need to make that clear. Of look, I'll tell you what. In the last couple of years, I've sent gifts, and I don't know if you haven't received them. So, why don't you let me know that either you have received them or haven't received them before I proceed this year? And that's a way of, without being starting necessarily a war, of saying, look, you guys are adults, and the obvious thing to do when you get a gift is to say thank you. And if it has either no value or you can't bring yourself to say thank you, then let's let this go. But you don't have to start a war about it. All you have to do is say, look, before I send you Easter baskets or Christmas gifts or Hanukkah gelt or your birthday gifts or whatever, in the last year I sent stuff, I didn't know if you got it, so please either let me know that you got it or before I send stuff this year. And then you just wait, and if they say, oh yeah, sorry, Aunt Michelle, we did get it, well, you know, I've been a little sloppy about it, thanks a bunch, then you can send stuff this year. And you don't, it doesn't have to be a uniform code that if one kid says, oh yeah, thanks, I really got it, sorry, I was sloppy about this, and one doesn't, you send the gift to the one that acknowledges. So that's very straightforward.
15-year-olds and 17-year-olds?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, a 5-year-old, in theory, needs someone to get him a stamp. But a 15-year-old and a 17-year-old, I mean, even to the extent, I am not at all a fan of email thank yous if somebody takes the time to go and shop and mail and wrap and whatever, then I think that it requires a thank you note. But it sounds like you're not even getting an email acknowledgement, so I would just send them.
No, not even a text.
Yeah, and those children are certainly old enough to buy a stamp. And
when I do text them on things, they ignore it.
If you want, you just let it go. Let them, and it's their job. Or you can send an occasional stupid and cheerful, hi guys, how are you doing? Let me know. You know, and because if they want something, they'll get in touch. So, and I mean, teenage years are kind of snotty years anyways, but I wouldn't hold the kids may have been raised by wolves, but at this point, raised by wolves or not, they know what the rules are, and you say thank you when somebody gives you something, period. That's it. Okay. Now let's get back to your sisters. Sooner or later, you're going to have to deal with your younger sister, because she's starting this war, and the only way to probably end it, and you could certainly invite everybody to your house, but I have the sense that it could be like the Charlie Brown Christmas where nobody shows up.
Yeah. This is the first time that she's caused this family. And I have always approached her and said, what is going on? We need to talk this out, blah, blah, blah.
Well, but,
and
you know, I mean, I hear that it's really irritating to have to do that. But you only have limited choices here. One is to not do it, but the situation is probably not going to change. And it may be that this is how she's feeling. Pardon?
That's fine, I guess, with her, because I'm okay with ending that relationship, because I don't. It's one-sided. She can say what she wants, and I can't say
right,
what I want.
Right. So, but understand that you then have an issue with your. All right. Let me ask you a question. What happens with your older sister for the rest of the year? Saying around Christmas,
she quit calling me too.
Why?
She hasn't. I've even tried to call her, and she hasn't.
Why?
I've called her a couple times, and then she's never initiated a phone call.
Michelle. Why is she not getting back in touch? I'll put you on hold.
I don't know.
And see if you can. Well, do a little bit of memory search. Let's see if you can figure out something. I'll be right back to you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I was talking with Rochelle, who sort of has walked into the middle of a family feud. Do we have any idea why your older sister is mad at you, other than saying, you know, it's not really fair that you're putting me in this position? It sounds like there must have been something else in addition to that, yes? Rochelle? Mandy, do we have her on? Rochelle, are you there? I'll tell you what, why don't you put her on hold and see if we can find her, because I don't know where she is. All right, you want to put Catherine on? Okay, Catherine, Rochelle, I don't know what happened to you, but I'll get back to you in just a second. Catherine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I wanted to discuss a call you had about a week and a half ago.
Okay.
This lady, yeah, because I was trying to understand where you were coming from, because I had a different take on it. Usually I try to guess, like, what you're going to say. with the cool. But this lady called up, and she wanted to know if she should go to Awake because she had a falling out with a family member.
Right.
And she severed all relationships with her, and you said she was rigid. And then you told her to go to the Wake. I thought that was like her being, the caller telling her to go was like her being a hypocrite. Like, in other words, since she severed all relationships, you know.
Well, but they've had a relationship before, and Wakes aren't for the people who are gone. They're for the rest of the family. They're to show support for the family. I mean, you know, I think we try and have as few feuds in this life as possible. You know, and certainly not showing up at a wake, not showing up at a wedding, not showing up at an event is a way of cementing unhappiness. And so I'm seldom in favor of it. And I say seldom because it's hard to say never, because I'm sure I could find some situation which might make some sense. But, yeah.
Because I was under the impression, like, if the family member saw her show up, they were saying, oh, look, she's a hypocrite. She had nothing to do with her. Now,
Listen, other people are entitled to whatever their belief system is. You can't run your life based on what other people are going to think or say. It's the right thing to do. I mean, if nothing else, it's certainly the Christian thing to do, to turn the other cheek, to pay homage, to show respect. The people have they fall out with people. I'm not sure exactly where we put the S on that one. But I think that forgiving people is not only a gift to the other person, in this particular case to the other person's family, but to ourselves. And I think there are very few cases in which, when people are mourning, that showing up and saying, because they had a relationship and they were important to one another. And I suppose a worst case scenario you could look at it is what the Louis B. Mayer story, where he apparently was the most hated man in Hollywood, and everybody showed up at his funeral, and one of the assumptions was that people are afraid not to, and the other was you give people what they want, they show up. So it's hard for me. I think you're going to have a hard time finding a situation where I'll tell somebody to hang on to their anger. It just doesn't make any sense.
The second part, I was wondering if she called up saying, oh, I had a wonderful marriage. My husband kept saying how much he loved me, and I'm a wonderful wife. And then she found out he committed adultery, and then she said, I'm ending the marriage. Would you tell her the same thing?
Well, I think it depends how she feels about adultery. I mean, if they're listen, you know, and I know lots of people who, first of all, I'm not sure that death has a whole lot to do with adultery, number one. So I don't think that they're really comparable situations, number one. Number two, you know, and I know a lot of people who stay in adulterous relationships for whatever reason. And it may be exactly as you said, that he treats me very well, and so I don't care what else he does with other people. So, you know, I think situations are different, but I think paying respects to people who are gone, I mean, that, by definition, that's the end of a relationship. So it's not really going to change. And the question is, how much do you want to hang on to your anger? I think looking at a marriage that where there's been adultery depends on how you feel about adultery. And in fact, my basic rule of thumb, which doesn't apply in all situations but applies a lot, is the person has to say why if they want to resume their marriage is, why did it happen? How can you assure me it'll never happen again? And what's in it for me? So, but that's a negotiation. It's pretty hard to negotiate with dead people.
Okay. I appreciate
it. In my experience, at least.
Okay. I appreciate that you explained that a little bit more in depth.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. Michelle.
Hey, I'm back. Sorry about that. I got disconnected.
That's okay. All right. So we were trying to figure out what your big sister's beef is with you, other than she may have felt you put her in a difficult position by saying, you know, that, I mean, you didn't actually put her in the position, but you certainly didn't make it easier for her, which is neither here nor there. Can you think of anything else that you might have, that might have occurred to your older sister that makes her unhappy with you?
I really can't. I'd love to pinpoint something and say this is what happened, but I can't.
Okay.
All I know is in the last
since my argument with my younger sister, she has not made an effort to connect with me. And when she did connect with me, she called only to tell me I wasn't invited.
Have you reached out to her at all? You said she just doesn't answer your text or your emails or anything?
No, that was my niece. That's her daughter that's not answering anything from me.
Right, well, this family is really good at grudges, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They hold them forever.
The grudge family. All right.
Yes.
So,
I feel it's their way of manipulating me.
Well, but
so I just don't want any more part of it. I just don't want it to ruin my relationships with my nieces and nephews.
Well, and first of all, your nieces and nephews, they're kids. And so, and as they move out of adolescence. For example, I have a really good relationship with one of my aunts. In fact, I have a good relationship basically with almost all my aunts and uncles. And my family, I'm from a family of feuds as well, and I just ignore them. And I don't either defend or I won't let other people badmouth whomever in front of me, but I also don't defend them. I just say, look, we're not going to talk about it. It would seem to me that what you need to do here is figure out what your goals are. And one may be to do stupid and cheerful with both your younger sister and your older sister, because it's not going to cost you very much to do that. If you heavily invest in it, then you're going to feel that sense of rejection and vulnerability. So you don't want to do that. But sort of have a two-pronged approach, because it's very likely, especially with the teenagers, that the approach to the your nieces and nephews is going to be via their parents. Not completely. I mean, they can be thuggish on their own, so I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold, because we're just about to run out of time in this segment, and let's figure out an approach to both your younger and older sister, because if you have a two-pronged approach that says, look, I love you both, you know, it's kind of like the last call, that we don't want everybody to be making up at wakes and funerals, all right, so let me put you on hold. Minnie, I can't hear if there's... There we go. And there it is. There's my music.
You're just a little early, that's all.
I anticipated. Michelle, put you on hold. Let's come back and talk about this some more. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.